We're using the Ran for the Masber and to understand Shitas Rashi over here. Why did the Zechir B'dikah? I stressed yesterday that the Zechir B'dikah's Chometz is a huge Kiddush. About the Chometz that I see in front of me, a person's Chayiv, said by Ra to get rid of, but more so there's a mitzvah Tashbisu to get rid of Chometz. This Inyan of B'dikah is a whole new world that a person's chayav to go out and be boy to chometz. He doesn't know about b'chal. He doesn't know if he has chometz b'chal. He doesn't know where it is. If he would know where it is, about his chayav to get rid of it. First statement, that's what's called chometz yidua. His Rashi says, "Shakol is a kazach." Shaliyav by Rabbi Motzi. Rashi doesn't address the Raisa. Rashi doesn't address the Rabbanon. He says, "By Rabbi Motzi." One thing is clear from the Ran. The Duran understood that the Rashi is operating Sion at the Raisa level, Sion at the Rabbana level. Like the Duran clearly says, that there are two ways to take care of Bayer or by Motze. One of them is Vedika, one of them is Bittel. And he says it to explain the Rashi. Rashi is also operating on the Rabbana level, because Lamais at the end of the day, that's why this Gemara and Abdallah and the Beis is so important. The Gemara is Mashma that if you don't do Bittel, Chiyav Vedika is at the Raisa. But also, if you did a bittul, it's a drabonim. By the way, how did the Gemara know that Dalam and Bezit is a chiyuv drabonim when you did bittul? Because the Mishnah says, generically, that you have to do b'dikas chametz, side the rice, side the drabonim. And Rashi throws a pesach by Yerol by Motze. That's why the Ran took on something very interesting, that the Rashi is operating both on the rice level and on the drabonim level. We're going to dedicate today to talk about the rice level. The drabonim level of why the mice do you, the drabonim say you have to do bittul. Gedika, even when you did bittul, we'll talk about tomorrow. Bar Chava Gedolah, there's a whole controversy about it. With many nafkaminas lahalacha. Let's start. Rashi says that the reason why you have gedika is chometz mishnah misochem is mechadish that you have to do a gedika. It means, let's give it the proper context. You not just have to do beer on chometz that you know about. You have to go search for the chometz. Says Rashi, why? Because by your own by matzah. That's why. By your own matzah is mechayev you. Comes along the Ran and asks the Kasha. The Ran says, look, you anyway have to do Bittul, and Bittul takes care by your Rabbi Matze, so why you have to do Bidika? Or, the lesson of the Ran to be more Meduyik. Is not why you chayiv. He says, "Hechi asya b'dika kedei lelav arotze." How can you say that the b'dika is coming to take care of arotze? It's interesting. He doesn't say why are you chayav to do b'dika. He's asking a kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi say, "Hechi asya"? How could you tell me that the b'dika is coming to resolve the problem of by arotze? How can you tell me shalo yavarolav? It doesn't resolve it. I want everyone to pay attention to that diak. He doesn't ask a kasha. Why are you chayav b'dika? He says, "Hechi asya." How could you tell me that the B'dika is coming to take care of by your own Motze? You have to do B'dika and Bittul. And Bittul takes care of it. That's the correct way of saying over the Rashi. The Ran's Kasha. Now, let's go slowly. What was his Kasha? Tosfos asked over here, Ve've Balbata Shakasha. You have to do Bittul anyway. Bittul does the job. Amai Hitzrichu Rabbonon. Yudaik and Tosfos. Why did Rabbonon require B'dika? Why were Chachamim mechayev b'dika when you did a bittul? It's a kasha on the Rabbanon. Unfortunately, it can't get clear. You'll all notice something very interesting. The Ran doesn't say the words "amay tzrichu Chachamim." You notice that? The Ran says, "Hechi asya." You're getting up and saying this bombastic statement that b'dika is kidei loy lavro by Rav Motze. Hechi asya. How can you tell me that b'dika is coming to take care of by Rav? Bittul takes care of it. And if you have Bittul, so then again, more like a shinu in the Lashon of how Tosfos is the Kasha and how the Ran is the Kasha. The Ran is the Kasha, the Tosfos is the very, very Balbatish Kasha. Why? It's Yitzchak Chachamim. Anyway, Bittul does the job, so why in the world would you need Bidika? It's Yitzchak Chachamim. It's a Shalom of the Rabbanon. It's not a Shalom of the Raisa, by the way. The Ran doesn't ask that, by the way. The Ran asks a different Kasha. He doesn't ask why if you need Bittul anyway, or better said, if the Rabbanon said you need Bittul anyway, so why the Rabbanon say you need Bidika? He doesn't ask that. He asks that Rashi said that the purpose of the B'dika is Kidei Lo Lavar. Hechi Asya, how could the B'dika take care of it? You have to do Bittul anyway. Because how could you say that it's coming to take care of Bal Yiroa when you need Bittul anyway? And Bittul takes care of Bal Yiroa. Hechi Asya, how could you say it's coming for the Bal Yiroa? The Bittul takes care of the Bal Yiroa. You need to do Bittul anyway. So like I said yesterday, at first glance, what is the kasha? The kasha is, okay, so why do you need a bedinka? He doesn't answer anything. He says a whole philosophy. That there's two tracks, there's this, there's that, who cares? He didn't answer the kasha. The kasha was, anyway you need bittul. About anyway you need bittul, so the bedinka has no purpose. Why do you need bedinka for? He doesn't answer the kasha. That was kasha number one we asked yesterday. More than that, I asked you today to see a Chiddush HaRan. The Chiddush HaRan is explicit. He didn't mean Taisus Kasha. What do I mean to say that Chiddush HaRan is explicit? That he doesn't mean Taisus Kasha. The Chiddush HaRan asks the Kasha of the Ran in the back. What does he ask? He asks, Hey, Chiasia, how could you come along and tell me by your own, by what you have to do Bittul? He says this whole shtickle Torah, which we'll talk about soon, his two ways, etc. And then he asks, okay, I'm finished with the Deraisa. Why did the Rabbanan say you need to do a bedikah? How did the Rabbanan say you need to do bittul anyway? Now that he says the Rabbanan the Kitarutzim. We're afraid the guy, the bittul won't be good enough, this and that, all types of Kitarutzim, which we'll talk about at length tomorrow, the world of the Rabbanan. But the Chiddush HaRan is not left to the Yukim anymore. The Chiddush HaRan is explicit that there were two separate kashas. There's one kasha which is, how could you say that bedikah is going to take care of bittul by Rabbi Motzei? And that he said this huge teretz of two tracks. And then he has another kasha, Beseder, but practically speaking, after the dust settles, it's very nice that you have two tracks there, I said. But practically, the Rabbanan said, you need to do a bittul. So practically, why they say you need a bedikah? That's in the world of the Rabbanan. And then he says, the Rabbanan take it to Rutsa. They were going to this, they were going to that. We'll pay attention to that tomorrow. So the question that we want to put on the table is, so what was his first kasha? What was the first kasha? What was the shock of the Tyre in Iran? He asked the kasha, he said, a teretz. When he finished with that kasha, he finished with that teretz, then he asked Taisus Kasha. Nach the effect of Taisus Kasha. Then he asked Taisus Kasha, but when the dust settles at the end of the day, I want to go into the world of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, you need to do bittul. Bittul does the job. It's very nice, you have two tracks. But doubtless, at the end of the day, the Rabbanan said, do bittul. So why did they say both? That's the next kasha. That was Taisus Kasha, by the way. That was Taisus Kasha. The Ran didn't mean Taisus Kasha. He asked Taisus Kasha in the Chiddush HaRan later on. By the way, the Ran also asks it later on, but in the Chiddush HaRan, it's much more explicit. He splits it into two kashas. So the question that we want to put on the table was, so what was his first kasha on Rashi, and what was his teretz? What was the shakla? What was the topic? In order to explain this, I want to be magnum another zach. Yesterday, we paid attention to the fact that the Ran, in the second half of the Ran, we'll call it, long Ran, very lengthy Ran. In the second half of the Ran went into a whole fascinating halacha topic, which is a massive machlekes rishonim and achronim and preiskim. If a guy went ahead and did bedikas chometz the way he was supposed to do, and then he went ahead and found chometz in a place of that he wasn't supposed to do bedikas, mach moshe mach mizvah chometz, he relied on the chazakas. Is he over the mafreya? Said the Ran, you're not over the mafreya. What's his right? You're not over the mafreya. The Gemara says, Navavim Abeis, that the reason why you need to do bittul is because we're afraid you're going to find a gluski off, you're going to find a Pesach Hashem a piece, and you'll be over Mikan Vahol, you'll be over from now on. Must be not over till now. That's his right, you're not over in the past. By the way, Taisus and Navavim argues, we're going to talk about it in the coming days, weeks. The Torah argues, I bought yesterday printout. Morgan Avom argues. But the Ran says, a Chiddush also, they're not over. I asked yesterday, Mr. Ran's Allah Sefer, who cares? What's he bringing this whole topic in? Yoiv Mafer and Alev Mafer. And that's why I asked you today to see the Chiddush HaRan. The Chiddush HaRan is a Moira de Kamaisa. The Chiddush HaRan is a much shorter version of this whole long journey of the Ran. And the Chiddush HaRan says like this. In fact, the Chiddush HaRan Akasha on Rashi. How could Rashi say that the reason why? How could Rashi say that the reason why you do bedikas kidei lo lavor haloi? You have to do bittul anyway. How could you say you can do bedikas lavor? You have to do bittul anyway. He answers no. Bedikas is also legitimate because when you do bedikas, you're not able to mafreya. The Chiddush HaRan, doesn't play any games. He doesn't wait a half a page to get to this mafreya part. When he asks the kasha, which looks like this is kasha, vos emfreter, effectively Chiddush HaRan, how could Rashi say that the reason of bedikas kidei lo lavor? Kidei, it's not coming from Bayiro, Bittul takes care of Bayiro, and for the Ran, no, Bedikah is also the Raisa. Because when you do a Bedikah, you're not over Lamafreya on the chometz that you find. And first explicit in the Ran. So first of all, we're beginning to unravel the puzzle over here. I now know why the Ran by us said a whole hadgasha that you should know that when you find chametz in a place that you didn't check, you're not over the mafra. I know why he brought it. It's yesterday. Whoops, come out of left field. All of a sudden, the Ran starts to drop bombs. Chidushim Neroim. The answer, I know why he says it. Because that's his teretz on the kasha. In the Chidush Iran, he makes a short version. The Chidush Iran asked, how could Rashi say that the reason why you're doing Bedikah is Kedei Ilelavar, I have to do Bittul anyway, Bedikah doesn't do the job. No, Bedikah does the job, because you're not able to mafreya. It's first of all, it's about the setup of the politics over here. It's Mefurish in the Iran, in the Chidush Iran, that this little mafreya business is playing an integral role in the teretz of whatever the kasha of the Iran was. Thus and for thus. I know the answer now. The reason why the Ran was Meirich somewhat twice in the long Ran in the back on the Rif to explain and being right is that when you find Chometz in a place that you rely on the Chazak is not to check, you're not over the Mafreya. I know why he bought it. Because that's his Teretz on the Kasha. The Teretz on the Kasha of how could Rashi say that Bedik is coming to care by Rav and Matzeh. The Teretz on the Kasha is because you're not over the Mafreya when you do Bedik is Chometz. Which raises the mystery even more, what's going on over here. So I want to summarize. The Ran at first glance looks like he's asking Taisus Kasha. Practical Kasha, you have to do better. Why do you need to do Bedika? Why do you need to do Bedika? That's Taisus Kasha. L'amayit Tzmichu. If the Ran meant that Kasha, Aleph, what did he answer? He says it's two tracks, he didn't answer anything. Satan's, the Ran later on asks Taisus Kasha, so he meant something else. And third of all, the Ran of the Chidush Iran says that the teretz on whatever his kasha was is that you're not able to mafreya. And the question is, what was he using that to answer what? What's going on over here? Those are the three shtels. I would add on a fourth shtel, the diyuk that I just said, that the Tosfos asked, amai hitzrichu. The Ran didn't ask, why do you need bedikah? His kasha was, hechi asya. How could you tell me that it's coming from Bayir Amotze? Which brings us to the obvious clarity that the Ran was asking a different kasha, and he said a different teretz. And whatever his teretz was, it required the Ran to drop this bomb that if you did Bedikas Chometz via Davzayin, you should know that you're not a Vilma Freya. And that was coming to answer the Kasha. The big mystery is, what was the Kasha? We'll go Kaseder here to answer all these Kashas. And all this, by the way, the Ran says is Pshat and Rashi. All this, the Ran says, is Pshat and Rashi. There's a story like this. We'll start. The Ran over here dropped a bomb that shook the world. The Ran says if a guy did Bedikas Chometz the way he's supposed to, he checked all the places he needs to. And he relied on the Chazakas to not to check the place he doesn't need to check, because Chazakas say that his Tumut is no Chometz there. It's a Makum Shem Achim Chometz. It's last known status quo that is no Chometz. So if Grad, you happen to find Chometz, then you're not over. In fact, the Argodol, I printed out the Argodol for you today in his second Kasha, it's not his first Kasha. In fact, the Argodol in his second Kasha, whoever heard such a thing? When a person relies, he asks a shas kasha, lomda shakasha. When a person relies on roiv or chazakas, right? A person has a suffix, and he has a suffix whether a lady was divorced or not divorced. So he put the lady back on a chazaka, we said she was divorced, okay? We have a suffix whether the lady was married or not. Yeah, we have a suffix whether the lady was married or not. We put her back on the chazaka, the meikara, that she wasn't married. The guy went and got married. He found that was a mistake. You don't bring a chatas, in fact, or gotl. You have ever b'shege? Buys a shas shayl all over shas. A guy went ahead and married a lady because he relied on a chazaka that she was single. There's a suffolk on a lady whether she got married or not. We put it back on the cheskas pinuya. We put it back on a chazaka de meikara. We put it back on her last known status that she was single. He got married to her. He was allowed to. He went to Bezdin. It's like a chila to get married. Chazaka. He went and got married. He found it was a mistake. He made a mistake. He doesn't bring a chatas. He's not ever. Delays in Ishish Ish. He's not over Chorus B'Shekik? Of course he is. Fekta Argol. His Vasap is over here. Just because a guy went to the Rav and he relied on Chazakas that said, don't go into that room over there because it's a Makum Shem Achniz Mohammeds, and Hilchas Yoredeya Chazakas say that you don't have to check such a place. You can rely on Chazakas. Very nice. But Lamai said at the end of the day, the Chazakas made a mistake. You're not over B'Shekik. What do you mean you're not over Mafreya? I'll say Fekta Argol along the Shakasha. If we'll understand the terrors to that, Bahar Chavo, so then we'll be able to appreciate what happened over here in the Ran. I'll leave with the Rashi. Focus here. There's a famous Shir Kloli from Nochum over here who said a big Yisoy. Nochum said that he wanted to say a tremendous Chiddush in the relationship between Tashbisu and Bayiro Bayi Motze. We're going to explain it Barachova. He has a number of steps over here. The Pashbishat in the relationship between Ba'aseach Tashbizu and Bayero Baimotze is that there's an Avera called Bayero Baimotze. The Avera Bayero Baimotze is that a person shouldn't have chometz. That's the Avera. I'll ask you, how are you over the Avera Bayero Baimotze? Listen carefully, I'm saying over there nothing. How are you over the Avera Bayero Baimotze? What is the Avera? What's the Mice Avera called? Okay? How is a person, what does a person do in order to have? You could learn, and that's for sure the Pashu Shat. The Avera Bayero Baimotze is the having of chometz. It's called Shehiyas Chometz. The chometz is around. You're holding on to chometz. Having chometz, that state of affairs of having chometz that you own, what's in your rishos, we'll see the details of Mr. Shem coming up in the Fei Dafov. Having chometz is the Avera. That's the Avera. Having chometz. If that's true, so then when a person goes ahead and does Bir Chometz, it could be your Mekayim and Aseach Tashbizu, but as far as Bayero Baimotze, you're doing an Eitzah. Yeah, I'm not allowed to have chometz, that's the Avera. When I go ahead and get rid of the chometz, I'm doing an Eitzah to make sure that I won't be over having chometz. That's the Poshut Pshat. Rav Nochum was Mechadish for many rais. We're going to see the rais as man goes on, but I want to say that to be said that he said. Rav Nochum was Mechadish that the Avera Bayero Baimotze is not the etzim state of having chometz. The Avera Bayero Baimotze is that the Torah Kedoshah says Bayero Baimotze, don't have chometz, but get rid of the chometz. The Avera Bayero Baimotze is that you didn't get rid of it. How is a person over Bayero Baimotze? Said Rav Nochum that a person's over Bayero Baimotze by not doing the Chovas Bir, which was Mutal Olav. By not doing the Chovas Bir, which is on you. By not doing the Bir. I mean, the Torah says, the Lashon that Rav Nochum said was, Bayero, get rid of the, don't have the Chometz around, but get rid of it. Don't have the Chometz around, get rid of the Chometz. What's the Avera? The Avera is, don't leave the chometz around without getting rid of it. I want to say over what the aveira is. The aveira is not the state of having chometz in your rishos. The aveira is, don't leave chometz around without giving up. The aveira is the leaving the chometz around without getting rid of it. The aveira is not the having the chometz. It's not a passive aveira. It's not a passive aveira. Why he said it, what the rai is, we'll see as the time goes on. The aveira is not having chometz. The Avera is leaving chometz around without getting rid of it. That's Aleph. That's Aleph. That's the Erste Zach. That's the first Zach. The Erste Zach in the Avera is that the Avera is not the having of the chometz. The Avera is the leaving of the chometz around and not doing the beer that you need to do. The male Lefiza, if that's the Avera, so now we'll go a step further. What I just said, by the way, is step one. Step one is, what is the nature of the Avera Bayero Baimotze? Now I'm going to go further. Why is a person chayav to do bedika? Said the Bekor Chai, said the Nesivis, that the reason why a person's chayav to do bedika is bedika's talaim. What does that mean? It's not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's a private eitzah. I stress the word private. It's a private initiative. It's a private eitzah on my part. It's a private eitzah on my part to take care of a problem that I have. That's the baseline posture to understanding that the Nesiva said. Well, if he this Nubshan and Bayroi, that Bayroi is Mechayiv to do a beer. I want to stress something what I just said. This is the earthquake. Up till we came along with Nochem, if I'll ask you why I have to do a beer, why I have to go do a beer? To make sure that I'm not over Bayroi Baimotze. Nochem said, no. The Bayroi says, Bikum va'asei, don't leave your chometz without a beer. So the reason why I'm doing a beer now is not as an eats in order that I shouldn't come to the Aveira of Bayroi. The Aveira is don't have chometz. In order for me to avoid myself, I have to go, that's not together. Together is the Bayroi says, Bekum va'asei, go get rid of the chometz. Don't leave your chometz around, if that's the pshat. So then, the Bayroi Baimotze is mechayev me, that in a place where it's machnisim b'chometz, I have to make sure that I don't have chometz around. How do I make sure I don't have chometz around? By doing a bedikah. And in Mela, after the hanocha number one, after I took on hanocha number one, that in Avera Bayroi state that you have to get rid of it, That's Hanocha number one. Hanocha number one. If I don't say Hanocha number one, the Bayra says get rid of it. Tzadikim will tell you that doing the Bdika is a Kiyam of Bayra. There's no Kiyam of Bayra. Bayra doesn't say to do anything. Bayra says don't have chametz. Go work it out. Go break your head. Go figure out how not to be over. Do whatever is necessary not to be over the Avera. That's for sure. But if we're saying that the Bayra is, the Avera is not don't have chametz. The Avera is don't leave the chametz without beer. So the Bayra is mechayiv you become vaasei to do a beer. Now I can go to step number two. What is the nature of this beer? Watch what I'm saying now. What is the nature of this beer that the Bayra is mechayiv me to do? The answer is the Bayra is mechayiv you to do a beer to make sure that you won't be over Bayra. What is the nature of this? Now that we ascertained, and we said chiddush number one, that the Bayra is mechayiv you to do a beer, not Bitoira's private eitzah, Bitoira's private initiative for you to get out of the iser. But the Bayra is mechayiv to a beer because that's the Avera. The Avera is don't leave your chametz ungebeered. Don't leave your chametz without a beer. Do what you need to do to get rid of the chametz. Okay. And what do I need to do in order to make sure that I won't be over Bayra by Matzah? I need to go do a bedika. I need to check the chametz that's around. I don't know about it. Myself. Teretz is chametz that you don't know about. You also have to make sure that you don't have it in your rishos. So you need to do everything necessary to make sure that you're not going to be over Bayra by Matzah. Mela, we have a completely new understanding why a person's chayiv in bedikas chametz. We have a completely new understanding why is a person chayiv in bedikas chametz. Why is a person chayiv in bedikas chametz? A person's chayiv in bedikas chametz, not just b'toyres bedikas talayim. Because the Torah says do bedikas chametz. I want to stress something. The Torah doesn't say go check for worms. You know, chiyav d'oraisa to go check for worms. The Torah doesn't say go check for worms. You're not allowed to eat worms. If you want to not eat worms, so go figure out. Do what's necessary. Take whatever initiative, you take whatever precaution you need to do to make sure that you don't eat worms. That's a double poshet. But according to this Havana, the Torah says do a bedikas chametz. Where does the Torah say do a bedikas? I'm looking at the whole Torah. Where does the Torah say do a bedikas chametz? Where does the Torah say tashmiza means get rid of the chametz? Burn it, whatever it is. Avu state to go do a bedika. The Torah says in Bayra state go do a bedika. Where's Bayra say do a bedika? Bayra says you're not allowed to have chametz. No. Bayra is, but this is only true if that's the mohus of the Avera. If that's the mohus of the Avera, that's a huge chedushim, by the way. If the mohus of the Avera Bayra and Matzah is not the passive state of having chametz, the mohus of the Avera is leaving the chametz around without getting rid of it. Is state in the Torah a chiyuv to do what's necessary that you should be over by Rabbi Matzah. Now begins a new cheshbon. And what is necessary in order that I should be over by Rabbi Matzah? To go make sure that I don't have any chametz in my rishos. How am I going to ascertain that? How am I going to guarantee that? By doing a bedikas chametz. By the way, it's very interesting. The minute that the Ran got to that stage, that's the chiyuv of Bayra, he didn't even have to bother himself to explain that you have to go do a bedika. That was already swallowed up in the chiddush. This is the nekuda of why you have to do a bedikah d'oraisa. One second. Lefi this havana Rav Nochum, this two-step part. One is we're changing the nature of what is the aver bayra, and B, therefore we're saying that the chiyuv bedikah is not a grada and eitzah that you're doing, but the chiyuv bedikah is a direct chiyuv that the Torah was mechayiv you not to leave chametz around, and you have to do a bedikah mitzad b'mekayim what the bayra said to do. The fee said we have a teretz now to the first kasha of the argol. The Ran says the halacha that if a person did bedikas chametz and he relied on the chazakas and he checked in place A and place B was chazaka that it's a makom she machnis chametz, so he didn't go ahead and go do bedikah over there. He relied on the chazakas. Relies on the chazakas. What happens if in the end of the day chametz? He relied on the chazakas, but the chazakas didn't deliver the goods. It was a mistake. They forgot about it. It was a makom shemachmiz b'chametz once. A little kid went in there. He didn't know about it. He says, "Rani, not over mafreya. Affect our gadol shas kasha. Why not over mafreya? Made a mistake. You were a lot of relying on the chazakas. You were a lot of relying on the chazakas. Nobody ever said that retroactively you should have done a bedika. But the maizeh, you had chametz. Here's an afkamina," said Rabbi Seino. Big raid. If the aver of Bayra by Motzei is the posh of shat, which is the passive state of having chametz, l'maisi you had chametz. You had chametz. L'maisi you had chametz. You relied on the chazakas. You didn't have to go look for the chametz. You didn't have to get rid of the chametz. You were allowed to rely on the chazakas. But l'maisi you had chametz. But l'maisi you had chametz. However, if the pshat in the aver of Bayra by Motzei is the new havana, which is not that the pshat is, that the aver is not to have chametz, not the aver. Taveira is not to leave chametz around and do what's necessary to get rid of it. So if I relied on the chazakas and I did the mice of the dikas chametz the way I'm supposed to do it, I'm not over the mafreya, I'm not over the aveira by you all by imotze. Advarm narayim. Because the aveira wasn't having chametz. If the aveira was to have chametz, mice you had chametz. You tried it, you did. Very nice, very good. You're shaking. You're not amazed. But if the aveira is not the having the chametz, that's not the aveira. The aveira is don't leave chametz around without a beer. That's the aveira. That's what you get punished for. You get punished for not doing what you were supposed to do. The Torah says, by Yerob HaMatzei, get rid of it. If I did the beer, so it's not the pshat, here's an afkamina. If the chiyuv of beer is an eitzah, okay, you did the eitzah, very nice, it didn't work, too bad. You lost it. Gedik, what's going to be done? But if the gather of the chiyuv bedika is a chiyuv of doing that which is aveira. The aveira is not having chametz. The aveira is not to leave chametz around unattended. I attended to it. You ask me, what's called attending to my chametz? What's called attending? Go to Pesach. Pesach said, this is called attending. That's called, I did what's motel on me. So I didn't do the aveira of not attending to my chametz. I'm not over by Rav Matzah. Shocking run. That's the huge chiddush that Nochem said, which we're using to go ahead and explain pshat in the run over here. That's Aleph. Days. Lefiza, that's Aleph. That's the explanation. Now, all the Rishonim, the Torah, the Magen Avraham, the places in the Chof Aleph, who all argue on this and hold that you're over the Mafreya. What do they argue on? Yishlayim, do they argue on this whole Yisod of Reb Nachum from beginning to end? They hold that by Rome and Matzis a different Avera. The Avera is not the leaving the Chometz unattended. The Aveira is having the chametz, the passive act, or it's other pshatim. We'll see. We have to examine it. What in this shtickle Torah of pshat in the Ran could the Torah, the Magen Avraham, and Tosfos argue on? We'll see. Lefiza, I want to answer now the second kasha of the Argol. At the end of the Ran is on Nocha Knech. And then we'll go back to understand the whole flow of the Chiddush Ran and the Ran. In the last paragraph of the Ran in the back of the Rif, he is on another Kanech. Zokter Ran, I'm going to bring you a raya. Yeah, Zokter Ran, I'm going to bring you a raya that you're not over the mafair. I'm going to bring you a raya, says the Ran, that you're not over the mafair. This humongous chiddush. That if you found chometz in a mock machine, machines of chometz, even though you're not over. What's his raya? He says, because Louis Yitzur then would be that you're over the mafreya? Then everything I said till now that Bedika is Doraisa wouldn't be true. You would have to do Bittul. Halei the Ran just brought a bunch of rayas that beer, which includes Bedika, is a Doraisa de Gazach, and it's enough, and it covers you, and it takes care of Bayer Ovemotze, etc., 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 etc. He said, that's only true with my new Yisoy, that's Mafreya. Of a Lui Yitzur, a guy would be over the Mafreya after he did a Bedika, then you'd never be able to say that Bedika is Doraisa. You would always have to do Bittul. There would only be one track to be Bittul. See, what a raya to this din. Again, chiddush number one of the raya is that there's a zat din, that you're not able to make a phrase. Just have a raya. Because if I obey the bedika, when you would find chametz in the makom she'em achnisim b'chomet, you would be able to make a phrase, then bedika taka wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be sagi. It wouldn't be mahani. You would have to do bedika. You wouldn't be able to do bedika. You wouldn't be able to say, okay, well, bedika is enough. In fact, our gadol, kasha number one, in the our gadol that I printed out, this is the first kasha he asks. You'll see, it's very clear. In fact, our gadol, what are we talking about? Kasha number two that the Argodol asks what I spoke about till now. Why are you not over the Mafreya? Lamaisa, you were Shagir. Fine. Kasha number two, fact the Argodol, what's the Ran talking about? The Ran says that if you're over the Mafreya, then you can't go do Bedika, you have to do Bittul? Why not? Let's say I'll be over the Mafreya. I go to a Rav, and I ask the Rav, do I have to go check a Makhmash Machiz Muhammad? No. I don't have to because Mashaykh and Al Chazakas. So why can't I go do a bedika? Why is a bedika not a normal? You won't be able to do a bedika. You'll have to do it. It'll always be the rise. You won't be able to get away with a bedika. Why won't I be able to get away with a bedika? Maybe really, Zokter or God, I'm over the mafreya. Maybe Taka, I'm over the mafreya. Maybe I'm over the mafreya. Maybe Taka, this humongous chiddush that I've been saying the whole page is not true. Maybe Taka, I'm over the mafreya, which is the Seichel Yashim. So ask me, you're over the mafreya. How can you get away with bedika? Why not? I did what I need to do. I did the best I could do. I went to a Rav. The Rav says, I'm allowed to rely on Chazakas. No, you have to do Bittul. You can't do a bedikah if you're able to mafreya. Why not? So I'm kind of I'm allowed to go ahead and ask a rov, and the rov said, I did what I need to do. I did what I need to do. I don't have to check these places. I did the maximum I need to do. Says the Ran, no. If you would be able to mafreya, then you won't be able to go to bedikah. You would have to do better. If the reason why a guy is doing bedikah is because it's an eitzah not to be over. That means, I'll say it very bluntly, the Torah Kedoshim didn't explicitly say achi bedikah chametz. The Torah said, don't have chametz. So the guy says, okay, what's the maximum that I need to do? I went to a rav. The rav said, this is called with the precautions, right? That a guy wants to go eat rice. You have to take every kernel of rice, whatever it's called, every grain of rice, and go put it under a microscope. Do I have starvation till then? So what's the shot? I did what's reasonable. So if it's an eitzah, that means nobody went ahead and said, go do a bedikah. So you went ahead and did it. So I did what I need to do. There's no chiv that says go search out the chametz, go guarantee they're not going to be over by Rav Matzeh. There's no pasuk that says guarantee me that you won't be over by Rav Matzeh, b'dikadik. Say this. But if we learn that the pasuk of Bayirah says don't leave the chametz unattended in a way not going to be over, says the Ran, an astounding chiddush. You can't do b'dikas chametz because you might be over the mafreya. In which case, you didn't do what the Torah said to do. The Torah said, take the necessary actions to make sure you're not over by your Rabbi Matzeh. You didn't take the necessary actions. How do you could still be over the Mafreya? I asked the Kasha, what do you mean? The guy went to the Rav, said, Sevech HaChazakas. Sevech HaChazakas was only true if the mitzvah is not to go take the necessary actions not to be over. It doesn't say the Torah, don't be over. There's no direct mitzvah. Don't be over. Don't leave your chametz unattended. The Torah says, you're not allowed to have chametz. Say that. I did what I need to do in order not to be over it. It happened afterwards, too bad. But if the Torah says, not that don't have chametz, the Torah says a direct message, it says in the Pasuk Mefarish, don't leave your chametz unattended in a way that you can be over by Rav Matzeh. So if you went ahead and did a bedika, and the bedika allows you a window that you can still be over by Rav Matzeh, you didn't take care of it, to go do betel. Of course you need to go do betel. You need to do what's necessary that you should be over by Rav Matzeh. See, if the Torah never said to me, go do what's necessary, not to be over by Yirah, the Torah never said, go do what's necessary. There's an Aveira called by Yirah, and I need to know what's reasonable precautions for me to take. Say this, I went to a Rav, and the Rav said, that's called reasonable, I'm done. But if I have a mitzvah in the Torah that says, do an action that will guarantee that you won't be over by Yirah, that's what the Lav says. The Lav doesn't say, don't have chametz and then go break your head. I broke my head, I went to a Rav, the Rav said, I'm done. No. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says, do what's necessary not to be over by Rabbi Matzeh. Okay, so a person has two tracks in front of him. He has Bedika and he has Bittul. The Bittul's going to take care of that. He won't be over by Matzeh. Bedika won't. Says the Ran, you can't go to Bedika. And the guy says, what do you mean? The Torah says, take the necessary steps. The Torah says, not that you have an eitzah how to get out of your own personal issur. The Torah HaKadosh said, there's a chiv in the Torah, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, to do what's necessary that you won't be over by Rav Matzeh. There's a mitzvah in the Torah, so you didn't do what's necessary, says the Ran. All this is only true, Lerem Nochem Zisoid, that there's a mitzvah to not to leave the chametz unattended in a way that Rav Matzeh. So then, okay, so what do I have to do? Well, one thing's going to do the job, one thing won't do the job. So how do you can't go do that thing? There'll never be such a mitzvah. The Torah never says, don't leave chametz. Doesn't say in the Torah, don't leave chametz. The Torah says, don't have chametz. Now go break your head and do what you need to do. I did what I needed to do. The fiat var me'ela, these two chidushim. Chidush number one is that you're not able to mafreya l'maisa. Even though you had chametz. The Torah says that wasn't the aver. The aver wasn't the having the chametz. The aver was the leaving the chametz unattended without doing what you need to do. And B, chiddush even number two, that mimele, if you would be oivel mafreya, bedika wouldn't do the job. By the way, now we understand why the Ran kept saying the lashon of mahani, sagi, doing the job, not doing the job. Which job are you trying to do? The job they're trying to do is not to be oivel mafreya. Mahani, does it help me that I'm not oivel mafreya? If he's a... I now understand what the two parts of the Ran are. The Azriel's where we're going to start from scratch now. It starts like this. The Ran Rashi said over here, watch what I'm going to say now. Now we're going to start the whole thing over again. Rashi over here said that the reason why you do B'dikas Chametz is by Rabbi Motzer. Rashi is a generic Rashi. It means Rashi's, the Ran understood for sure, is operating on a Deraisa level also. Why don't you do B'dikas? Why do you do B'dikas? Could they live up or not forever? By Rabbi Motzer. By the way, I repeat again, and where do we see that it's a Deraisa Chiv? It's a Mefurshe Gemara that Dalma Beis. It's also Mefurshe Gemara that it's a Tosfos Nafyut. We'll see. But it's Mefurshe Gemara that Dalma Beis. You don't do B'dikas, you have me Deraisa to do it. Could they live up by Rabbi Motzer? So the Ran read the Rashi. The Rashi is also talking the Raisa. Could be he's talking the Rabbanan also, we'll see. But he's for sure talking the Raisa dick. You do by, there's a chiyah for the Rabbanan. By the way, the Ran says Mefurish. Ah, you did bittle. We're not talking about you did bittle. Lap dafka. We're talking about. Fek the Ran, Akasha, now we start. Fek the Ran. How could Rashi say that the Vayirah is coming to take care of Vayirah, the Vedik is coming to take care of Vayirah by Matze, Hechi Asya. Halei doesn't take care of Bayro Batsei. To take care of Bayro Batsei. Did I need Bittle? I'm going to stop right there. He didn't ask Kakasha that why did Rabbanon require Bidika practically Bisman Hazev? Anyway, the guy's going to say a minute later, Kol Chamira. That wasn't his Kasha. He was asking a Deraisa Kasha. He was asking and saying, what do you mean that the Bidika is coming to take care of Bayro? Let me say it bluntly. Bidika doesn't take care of Bayro! Takes care of Balyiro. That was his kasha. It's a kasha clearer than Taisus. And Taisus kasha he asks later on. If anyway Chazal made a takana later in the Doris, they have to do bittul. So what do you do b'dika l'maisa? What purpose is the b'dika coming for? That wasn't his kasha over here. His kasha was on the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says that kidei loy lavor b'Balyiro b'Yimotze. Rashi says that the b'dika is coming that you shouldn't be over Balyiro b'Yimotze. Flek the Ran, Hechi Asya, how could Rashi say such a thing? How could Rashi say that the Bedika is coming to take care of Bayro Matze? I'm going to say very bluntly, the only thing that takes care of Bayro Matze is Bittul. There's only one thing that takes care of Bayro Matze. Bittul takes care of Bayro Matze. Bittul takes care of Bayro Matze. Bittul takes care of Bayro Matze. Bedika doesn't take care of Bayro Matze. Bedika doesn't take care of Bayro Matze. Guy went and did a Bedika very nice. He did your best, but he didn't take care of Bayro Matze. If the guy will find him a Freya. And the Ran is on in the end, and therefore you can't get away with it. But you could do by your own mother. You have to do Bittul. The Ran is not a knitch in the end. And because of that, because in his kasha, now we understand the Shaka Vataria. You know what the Shaka Vataria was about? The Shaka Vataria of the Ran was about a momentous shaila. Are you over lamafreya when you go ahead and do a Bedika? Does the Bedika do the job? In his kasha, he said, Heichi Asya. How could Rashi say that the Bedika is coming kidei loy lavo by Rabbi? I'd say that's what the Bedika is coming. It's coming to take care of by Rabbi. It's not coming to take care of it. It's not coming to take care of it. It doesn't take care of it. You did your best, but it's not coming to take care of it. Bittul takes care of it. Bittul takes care of the job. How could Rashi say it's coming to take care of it? It's not taking care of it. You'll be over the Mafreya. It's a nice answer. Maybe you did your best, but it's not taking care of. It's not kidei loy lavo by Rabbi. The Ran in the end ends on that what he meant to ask was, if a male you chayiv to do a bittul. You can't do a bedika for Bayu Rabbi Matze, because it's not going to do the job. The Ran says, Mefurish at the end, that was his kasha. The Ran at the end by us, Mefurish says, that was his kasha. His kasha was that you can't say, Hechias, he did say, Amai Yechicho Rabbanan. His kasha was, Hechias, how can Rashi say that out of his mouth? Rashi says, Bayu Rabbi Matze says, go do a bedika. And then he said, not true. Doesn't take care of it. Bittul takes care of it. And then the Ran at the end by us in the Rif, it's a Knech, and therefore you can only do Bittul. Therefore you have to do Bittul. Bittul takes care of Bayro Matze. Bedika doesn't take care of it. Slowly. And for the Ran, a whole Teretz. So in the Ran by us, it's very lengthy. The Ran Bechluj Ran, which is a summary of the Ran by us, he says a short Teretz, which is a summary of the whole long Ran by us. So the Bechluj Ran, no, it's not true. Bedika also takes care of it. Bedika also takes care of it. Because the Torah says Tashbizu. And Tashbizu has two meanings. It has a meaning of Bittul, which we'll talk about. There's another whole section of Pesachim called Bittul. And there's another way of Tashbizu, which means beer. There's two ways to deal with Bal Yiroh. You can deal with Bal Yiroh by doing Bittul, which took care of the Bal Yiroh. There's another way of dealing with Bal Yiroh by doing beer. By the way, beer automatically includes Bedika. Because if there's another track of dealing with Bayra, means you're going to get rid of the chametz and you won't have chametz. You won't leave the chametz unattended. How do you accomplish that? That's by doing bedika and beer. And he brings raya that there's two tracks. We see that's Or HaNer. There's ways of doing it. There's Ein Bir Chametz El Shreifa. That means there's another track called Bekum Vaaseh, not just Bittul. There's another way of dealing with it. Oh. There are two tracks of dealing with Bayra. There are two ways of not leaving the chametz unattended. Then you're not over l'mafreya when you go ahead and do what you need to do. That's the shakl v'tarya. That's the flow in the divrei Aran. A ganza meisa, a ganza bomb. The Aran has different shakl v'tarya. The Aran shakl v'tarya wasn't why did the rabbanon say you need to do bedika? If anyway the rabbanon said you need to do bedika, that wasn't a shakl v'tarya. That's later on. That's the next piece. We'll get to that soon. That's the next one second. The answer is that he had a deraisa kash on the lashon of Rashi. How could hichi asya, different kash and ganzen, how could Rashi say it's coming to take care of Bayra? A, it's not coming to take care of Bayra, the lashon shver. And B, you can't even do bedika to take care of Bayra, it's the bedika to take care of Bayra. It's up there, no, a whole lamda shateretz. First of all, you should know that the bedika is not just the eitz of taloim. The bedika is the chi of which the Bayra says, because the Bayra says do tashbisa, and tashbisa could mean either A or B. Once we know that Tashbisa is A or B, so what's called I dealt with the Bayra? Either by doing a Bittul or by doing a Bedika. Zokteran, and Memela, when you're going to go find Chomet, you're not going to be over Mafreya. Oh, you won't be over Mafreya. So then Rashi has the legitimate Zach to say that the Bayra Bemotzi is Kedei Lelav Bayra Motzi. That's Niflamoy Lamita Shalteira the Shakwitan the Ran. Then, after the Ran finishes with that, the Raisa Cheshbin, now the Ran is Tanukasha. We say that, practically speaking, the Mishnah also says it's a Chi of the Rabbanon, correct? So it's very nice, the Lashon of Rashi shtims. I have the legitimacy, I have the luxury of getting up and saying that the Medika is K'tei L'Av Bayra Motzi, K'medubra, the whole Shtikl Torah that we said. But L'maisa, at the end of the day, the Rabbanon said you have to do Bittul, practically speaking anyway, so why L'maisa did they require both? And then he says the Rabbanon D'Keterutza, which we're going to talk about at length tomorrow. That's the Tzuras of Dvarim here. L'fizeh, I want to point out something in Shah. One of the Bachim said this last night. That it's very interesting that the Ran, when he looks for Raya's, that because Chometz is the Raya's also, it's a two track, it brings a Raya from the Gemara later on by Ner. So we see it, it's a Pasuk, Bidashin. I mean, you see, because Chometz is a real thing. So yes, yesterday a shocking deal. The Ran's looking for rice. The B'tikas Chometz is the rice of the Kazakh. It's unfortunate. Come on, that Talmud Beis. The Gemara says unfortunate that Talmud Beis. That if you don't do Bittul, B'tikas Chometz is the rice. I asked the Mordechai Kakasha. It's unfortunate. Come on, the Gemara says that Talmud Beis. The only reason why B'tikas Chometz is abundant because you did Bittul. If you wouldn't do Bittul, it's unfortunate. The Gemara, the B'tikas Chometz would be the rice. So why is he bringing a rice from over there? It's unfortunate. Come on, that Talmud Beis. Gemara says the Bedikas Chometz is the Rabbanon, and that's where ladies I believe because you did Bittul, Sagi. And if I wouldn't have done Bittul before, then it wouldn't be the Rabbanon, it would be the Raisa. So why is it being the Raisa? The Bedikas Chometz is the Raisa. The answer is the Fiat Varmelis, Nifl Moid. Of course, the Gemara over there says if you don't do Bittul, you have the Raisa. But that's beside Bedikas Tolaim. There's no shadow about it that a guy who didn't do Bittul. Of course he's chayef to go ahead and do Bedikah Midaraisa. You know, does everyone allowed to bite into a beach without checking? You're coming into Yom Tov, you might be able to buy a Ramatza, go find it. So the Etzim Gemara that says that there's a concept called Bedikah Midaraisa, the Meforshah Gemara, the Ran didn't bother bringing down, because that could be Bedikah's Tolaim. What did he even arrive from? The Gemara does not have a the Gemara says, how do you do Bedikah with a Ner? Now, that's for sure, you'll all agree that when it comes to Bedikah's Tolaim, nobody in the right mind is going to go bring you a pusik that tells you how to go check for worms, right? Xer Shava, you have to do with the Nair. Flashlight, microscope. Just a cop, why? There's no chiyuv to do a bedikas tolaim. It's a personal lady. Break your head. Make sure that you're not over it. So what the Ran brought a raya was that bedikas is not just a hechatim to an eitzah. If we're being an eitzah, how can you go tell me how to do it? You're learning out a drush of how to go about doing bedikas chametz. You're learning a drush of how to go do bedikas chametz. But say, I'll work it out myself. I'll find it an eitz. I'll stand on my head. I'll be a mekubal and I'll make a thing. I'll go be chametz. I'll come to this affair. What's your business? The answer is no. From the fact that we see there's a way to do a bedika, that's a ride that bedikas chametz is not just bedikas toloim. Bedikas chametz is a mitzvah, and there's a way to go do the mitzvah. There's a way to take care of it. So the Ran, Merchak Yomi Lachmoy, went to the Gemara Zayin of Beis to go prove that Bedikas Chometz is not just a grada hechatin. Bedikas Chometz is what you're chayiv to do. Bedikas Chometz is what you're chayiv to do. Oh, that's what the Torah said, do a Bedika? Do a Bedika? Oh, go do a Bedika? How do you do the Bedika? Torah says, we learn out of drasha, how to go. So the Rav says, oh, you're learning out drashas of how to go do Bedikas Chometz? It's not Bedikas to learn. Bedikas to learn, it's not. What is it? You have a chiyah midraisa, go do bedika. We just said the Torah of the bedika chometz. The Torah says, by Yerol says, don't do your chometz unattended. What's called unattended? Up to now, I thought bittel. I thought bittel's the only way to not leave it unattended. No. There's a way called bedika, it's called idiot. Oh! Bedika is also a second track of how to not leave my chometz unattended too. So then I'm not going to my prayer, because I did what the chiyah by Yerol wants. I said, I wasn't over the ver by Yerol once. That's nifl ma'oid in the shakl of the Tari of the Ran. That's how the Ran understood Rashi. Now, all that is in the world of the Raisa. All that is copy the Etzim Shaila. Is it appropriate to say that Bedika is coming to deal with Bayirah by Motzi? How does it deal with it? Hechi Asya. Now begins a new Kasha. I say it very nice. You answered me that it's legitimate to get up and say that Bedika takes care of Bayirah by Motzi on a Raisa level. It's legitimate. Now begins a new Kasha. Said, well, practically speaking, I laid the zechiyah even when I did do bittul. In the derisive world, I could do either or. So Rashi had a legitimacy to get up and make a statement that it's kidei lo la v'lai b'asay, with all the big raid that we just said based on Ram Nachum, and you're not able to mafreya. And therefore, if you would be able to mafreya, you'd have to go do a better job. And I wouldn't be able to rely on chazakas. Calls that achmis, that's all true. Now begins a new shayla. But practically speaking, why do you need both for? Practically speaking, but the mission is also saying the mission says a generic zach. You have to do bedikas chometz always, no matter whether you did bittul or you didn't do bittul. So, albeit it's true that the Ran was learning the Rashi that the mission could be talking about where you didn't do bittul yet, but the mission is for sure also talking about where you did do bittul. And now begins a new question. In fact, the Shiran part two, why lemaisa you have to do bedikas lemaisa when you did bittul? That the Rashi got up and made a statement that it's coming for Bayi Rabbi Motze in a case where you didn't do bittul. We survived that now. We got that off the ground. That's the Raisa raid. Two tracks. Got some ice with Reb Nochum. And now we get to practical Shaila. But the mice at the end of the day, when the dust settles, the Gemara says in Daftalim and Beis, I say, the Gemara says in Daftalim and Beis, that even if you did Bittul, you still have to do Bittika. What? The mice, I took care of it. You're right. I could have taken care of it with Bittika alone. But the mice at the end of the day, practically speaking, the Rabbanan said you do both. Why? So why do you need to do Bittul even though you Bittika? That's Gemara in Daftalim and Beis. It's fascinating stuff, by the way. You know that there's no Gemara about this anywhere in Sochem? The Gemara on the Daf Beis, we're going to learn it by Iyun Rav, says in Forish, that even though you did a Bedikah, you need to do a Bittul. Because of a Chashash, Shem Yim Sekul Sekiyof, we'll see what that means. What about the other way around, when you do a Bittul? So Taisit says Shem Yavul Achlai. There's no Forish Gemara that addresses this question. It's fascinating stuff. Why do you do Bedikah's on it? So Taisit addresses it. Taisit says Shem Yavul Achlai. Taisit quotes the Gemara on the field. We'll see inside Mitzvah. You know, there's no Rashi on the topic. The only information that we have from Rashi is this Rashi, Kedesh Allah B'Vayba Matzeh. In fact, Iran, that explains the Daraisa. That explains why B'Chal, such a thing, gets off the ground. But practically speaking, why the Maisa B'Chazal required that every year all the Daraisa has to do both? And that's a mystery, because Rashi doesn't address the Kasha of the Rabbanon clearly, explicitly. Tomorrow we're going to see the different Terutzim that were set on this in the light of Tosfos. They have big grade, pay attention to Ma'amar Kremis.